management, people, systems. As I watched Sarah take all this in, I saw that the idea of this integrated view of business had begun to take hold of her imagination. Gone was the resistance, the doubt, and the fear that what I had brought to her door was beyond her, something unreachable for the baker of pies she had come to believe she was. What she was beginning to grasp is that she was a worthy opponent, more worthy than she had ever realized, and that the game I was describing for her was the same game she'd been taught to play by her aunt years ago in her mother's kitchen with such loving attention, that there was absolutely no difference. She smiled at me as though reading my thoughts. She went on to say, "I'm beginning to see the connection between all these things we've talked about. They're all beginning to make sense. The puzzle is coming together. I can see the pieces merge into an exciting picture that I now know has been there all along. All that needed to be done for the picture to take form was for someone to move the pieces into their proper place. I'd like to describe it for you, the picture I'm beginning to see, before I ask you some more questions." "Go right ahead," I smiled. "In fact, I'd be disappointed if you didn't." Sarah continued, "It all goes back to my childhood, of course, to the spirit I spoke about earlier, to what I felt like as a little girl. And I know now that I'm not alone, that I'm not the only one who's ever felt that way, that there were probably lots of other little girls and boys who were suffering the same sort of experience that I was, and lots of grown men and women who, like me, are still carrying around the impact of their early childhood experiences. And so I see my experiences, the corralling of the wild horse, the stuffing away of the spirit my teachers and my parents trained me to do so well, as the beginning of a philosophy for my business, a philosophy that my business needs if I'm ever going to offer anything of true value to my employees and my customers. There'll be no stuffing of the spirit here, my business will say. Maybe I should put it up above the door to remind everyone who comes in what our purpose is." She grinned. "Or maybe, better yet, let thy spirit run free." "Yes, that's better. It even feels better." She laughed aloud with the joy of it. As she continued, it became so clear to me what a miraculous gift speaking can be. I saw that Sarah wasn't so much talking to me, but to herself. Discovering as she spoke the miracles that lived within her experience, within her relationship with her aunt, within her extraordinary imagination, discovering truths she never knew she knew, discovering all the wealth that was waiting there inside of her to be unearthed, to be explored, to be treasured as the words came tumbling forth. As though the words, once freed by the speaking of them, combined with the air to become something else again, a vision, understanding, expansion. Sarah continued, "My picture of the business also goes back to what my aunt taught me about caring. If my aunt were alive today, she would say, if everyone cares, the pies will take care of themselves. And so I can see my business as a school about caring that teaches all the little things to my employees that my aunt tried so hard to teach me. What it means to pay attention, what it means to our spirits, to be present with the whole of ourselves in everything we do. My God, I thought I hadn't learned anything," she said to me, her eyes wide with the astonishment of what she had just understood. "But I had, and now I'm going to take her place. That lovely woman, that sweet, gentle, determined old woman, I'm going to take her place. I'm going to become the master in my own kitchen, just as she was the master in hers. And the rules of the game, what a joy it's going to be to create them. Rules about dress, rules about comportment, rules about the tools we use and how we use them. Rules about the floor and the walls and the counter space, how we clean them every night and every morning, how we give them their final touch so that they absolutely glow. Rules about the pie tins and about the cupboards in which we store things. Rules about glass, rules about silver, rules about tin, rules about the ovens, how they're heated, how they're opened and closed, how they're cleaned. Rules about opening up and closing up. Rules about money, about keeping the books, about balancing at the end of each day. Rules about hair, about fingernails. Sarah's eyes were flashing as she poured out the beginning of her vision, as her vision began to take shape. She didn't need to know what the specific rules were yet. What was important, that she get a taste of the exercise. As her aunt said, the pies will take care of themselves. Sarah was on her way. "Talk to me more about management," Sarah said. "I heard you say earlier that I don't need professional managers to be successful in my business, that in fact I'm better off without them. What's wrong with hiring experienced managers?" "Everything's wrong with it, Sarah. Because if you don't know how to manage, how are you going to choose them, and how are you going to manage them? You can't. Because they will manage by the standards they've been taught to manage by in somebody else's business, not by your standards. Remember delegation rather than abdication? You can't delegate your accountability, Sarah. Delegating your accountabilities is abdication. You, as the shareholder, as the owner, as the COO, as the VP marketing, as the VP finance, whatever positions you take must take full accountability for what's going on in your business. And to do so, you must lead the company in the direction you intended to go. And that means you must set the standard. And one of the most important set of standards you must establish is a management system through which all managers and all those who would become managers in your company are expected to produce results. Standards surrounding your primary aim, your company's strategic objective, the rules of the game, the story you've been telling me about your aunt and about her extraordinary kitchen, and the standards that define the vision you hold in your heart and in your head for the business called All About Pies that you intend to realize. You don't need professional managers to manage to those standards. All you need are people who wish to learn how to manage to them. People who are as personally committed to those standards as you are. In short, you need people who want to play your game, Sarah, not people who believe they have a better one. So you need to invent the rules of the game, which become the foundation of your management system. And once having created these rules, once having created this game, you need to invent the way to manage it. Because your managers don't simply manage people. Your managers manage the system by which your business, All About Pies, achieves its objectives. The system produces the results. Your people manage the system. And there is a hierarchy of systems in your business. This hierarchy is composed of four distinct components. The first is how we do it here. The second is how we recruit, hire, and train people to do it here. The third is how we manage it here. And the fourth is how we change it here. And the "it" I'm referring to is the stated purpose of your business. At Federal Express, it's when you absolutely, positively have to get it there overnight. The "it" of your business, Sarah, is caring. How do you express caring when you answer the telephone? How do you express caring when you take a pie out of the oven? How do you express caring when you take the money from a customer? And so forth and so on in everything you do at All About Pies. And your answer to those questions is how you do it here. It is the sum total of everything you've created, every distinct process for performing every little task at All About Pies, every bit of which is documented in your operations manuals, every bit of which is taught at your school, every bit of which is managed to and improved upon and discussed among you and your people for as long as you're in business. That's what it is. It is your best way. It is what you believe in. It is why people buy from you, work for you, lend to you, trust you. And just as in the hotel we visited, it is the system, not only the people, that will differentiate your business from everyone else's. Imagine trying to produce such a consistent result without such a system. Imagine each manager in each of your future four stores doing his or her own thing. How would anything be communicated consistently in such a business in which every form of language, every idea of organization, every kind of process and system were expressed in an individual and subjective way by each and every one of your people without any standards, without any agreement, without any consistency in form, in fact, without any consistency in judgment? Is that an appealing picture, I asked. I'm exhausted just thinking about it, Sarah responded. I know, and it's even worse than you can possibly imagine, Sarah. But a management system is something else again. And when it is combined with a well-conceived marketing system,